Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome out tonight, y'all.
Uh-oh.
We got the Dagger.
Yeah. Yes.
And also tonight.
Uh-oh.
Making his 2009
Uh-oh.
Debut.
Ah, shit.
We got Sex with Chocolate out
Sex
here tonight in the band.
Sex with Chocolate in the house.
Yo. About to let y'all bitches have it.
Ooh.
Here we go.
Now normally this ain't my style, feeling kinda suckerish, but fuck it, I'm the Dagger, what I feel, I make it public. Everybody listen while I put these women in their place, a lot of y'all is gonna hate, so back it up and give me space. First I talk about you bougie bitches that be showing out, think you too cute to get a nigga's fist up in your mouth. I haven't done it, but best believe I've seen it happen, man, I don't agree with hitting women, but I understand, some of y'all don't ever quit until the nigga bust your lips. Now you wanna call the cops, you bitches on that bullshit, look at how you screaming, cussing, you the one that go to church, and yeah, I hit you in the eye, look out my eye, you see me as a baby boy, Dagger, he's a grown man. Bitches try to game me up, I hit him with a better eye. I'ma keep my money, cause your mom and daddy made you rich. And if they were to pass away today, you wouldn't have to
love you. No, I couldn't kiss a hug.
No,
I won't give you anything that you need. Except of my erection.
I know I can't sing, but I don't give a fuck.
There is no trust between you and me. No.
Now what about these baby making bitches that ain't never had me? Raw dog and every nigga still don't know her baby daddy. Member of a broken family, now you wanna have your own. A single mom, a lot of kids, a daddy who I never hold. Caught up in a cycle and you still don't wanna break it. Couldn't keep a nigga so you settle for a county check. Now you wanna blame the kids cause you chose the wrong life. Real niggas never turn you hoes into a housewife. Now you out every night, baby at your mama's crib. But you ain't got no mama, just be fucking right in front of kids. Yeah, the Dagger's pro-choice, death is the option or adoption. You don't do it though, cause people is watching. Bitch, it's all self-esteem. Maybe you should get you some. A single mom could run a house too, because I've seen it done. But it takes a lot of work, and bitches be some lazy hoes. That's why your son is selling drugs.
And
your daughter's coming out of clothes.
I could never love you. I couldn't kiss a hug.
I
won't give you anything that you need.
What you saying?
Except for my erection.
What else?
We got to use protection.
Why?
There is no trust between you. And me.
Nope.
No.
What about these prostitutes doing anything for love? Letting any nigga in they pussy mouth the duke shoot.
Cool,
high heels for the track, you pay the price, you hitting that. Running laps and touching more balls than
get
a quarterback.
Track.
Didn't finish school, so you chose to make the fast cash.
A bitch gotta eat, right?
Hit the streets, suck your ass.
Ahead.
All I see is trash, but to them you a treasure. Been a hundred's just a fuck, who me?
Not never.
Yeah, you got a lot of ass, and yeah, I'm loving what I see, but I ain't paying you. It's either free or else you paying me. Let them other niggas pay you money just to take it down. You got the perfect occupation, all you do is lay around. I respect your hustle, bitch, but a hoe.
Hell no.
Get up off the track at least and go and do a video. Them hoes get a worse for going dummy over dick and give your money to a pimp. Dead broke dumb.
Dedicated
left and right, getting raped here and there, and then you got kidnapped. They couldn't find you anywhere. That's all you know, you ain't got nothing to offer except some head and ass and trips.
And I could never love you. I couldn't kiss or hug you. And I won't give you anything that you need.
I ain't giving you a damn.
Except for my erection. We got to use protection.
That's right.
There is no trust between you and me.
Nah. No.
Yeah.
Ooh,
that's Dagger signing off, y'all. Let these bitches know about themselves, you know what I mean? Good looking out, Sex with Chocolate. You know what I mean? 2009 debut.
You
that's how it works out and how it goes. Jack, Westside, LA all day. I know a lot of y'all bitches gonna be mad at this track. It's okay. You know it's the truth. But everybody don't like the
and
truth.
That's all
I live in is the truth.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm burnt.
Tired old eyes ain't seeing two able-bodied young men just lollygagging.
Can you, like, shut up?
Say, what?
We're, like, waiting for this dude to, like, let us have his daughter's hand.
And I thought your generation had given up on being proper gentlemen. So which one of you is fixing to win the hand of this little lady?
Right here.
Me.
Love triangle, huh? Well, I guess you two will have to tangle since you know she can't give her hand to both of you.
Yeah, but she's got two of them.
Jumping Jesus, son. A gal gives her hand to just one fella. Now let me give you boys a little tip. No one ever got anywhere just waiting around. When it comes to women, there's nothing wrong with being a little persistent. Damn it, boys, if you want that girl's hand, get off your keisters and go get it.
He's right, Beavis. We've waited long enough.
Her hand must be rested enough by now.
West side of the West Coast, Western Avenue. Nympho the Great, West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights. Hey, Dagger, where the flips at? Flip, 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 flip. Bang Out Radio. Hey, Dagger, hook me up with Queen V. Tell her I got a Bentley.
Yeah, what's cracking, y'all? West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights. The Dagger, Queen V, how you feeling tonight?
I'm good.
Like I told you, I got people doing drops. She said you wanted some new drops, so I mean, I can't condone what people say on their drops, but they're doing.
I never said you could. I just that one kind of caught me off guard.
But yes, y'all tuned in. If y'all tuned in right now, you are listening to Bang Out Radio again. This is West Coast Wednesday. It's Hump Night, so y'all know we're talking about the adult matters and adult topics. And we try to, like I said, get through the rest of the week. You know what I mean? This is, like I said, you had your hump day, but now it's hump night, all right? So either we're going to calm you down, try to get you to relax and fall asleep to some nice shit, or you're going to be getting your fuck on so you can make it Friday, all right? Either way, we're here for you for that, all right? Shout out to the boss lady, as always. So pen is the shade. Without her, none of this would be going on, all right? Wouldn't be no Bang Out Radio, no West Coast Wednesdays, no Fuck You Fridays, Slap Sundays, Triple M Show on Mondays, and like I said, that's what, four shows? None of that would be popping off. So thanks a lot, Topaz. And again, if y'all out there trying to get your networking on, you're trying to communicate, y'all trying to yield out your business, you need to holler at her, all right? If you're not, leave that shit alone. Don't even worry about it. Definitely don't put my name in shit, all right? Second, all independent artists. Like I said, y'all, keep doing what y'all doing. Queen Vita hooked me up with some new music. Got some brand new music we about to get into tonight. Like I'm saying, can you either get it to me, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com, or you get them to Queen V. We're going to get them in rotation. All right, Queen, go ahead and let them know your email real quick.
Queen V, VEE1991@gmail.com.
All right, so either way, you get it to me, get it to her, you're going to get your music in rotation. All right, so don't even worry about it. Like I said, that's my word, and I've been sticking to my word for over a year now. All right, so we're going to keep it pushing and keep it going. Also, as well, who the hell is calling? I don't know why people trying to call me when they know I'm doing the show. I'm not picking up that call. Homie just came through with some drugs. How you feeling, man? Good? Yes, it's going to be a good night. Last but not least, if anybody that takes the time out of their day, like I said, to sit here, listen to us kick some shit, to support these independent artists, and it talks about the show, like I said, without y'all, wouldn't none of this be going on. So, like I said, we're all in this together, all right? So if you want this shit to be successful, the only thing you got to do talk about the show. That's it. I mean, I got to do a lot of shit, but y'all don't got to do shit except talk about the show. Spread the link. You see the link up, share it on your Facebooks, your Twitters, whatever the fuck you got going on. Like I said, help your boy out, all right, because that's all I have. All right, besides that, I got everything else. I'm doing the best that I can to bring you all these quality shows, good music, and everything like that. So make sure, like I said, you want to help support, that's all you got to do, all right, talk about the show. Simple, easy. But this is Hump Night. The weed's being rolled up. I'm sipping on. I'm about to sip on this drink right here. I got people in the queue already. I see y'all. But like I said, don't trip right now. You know, I got to get my intros out the way first. And then we're going to get back and start the show off very properly. All right? So, Queen V, you ready to go? How you feeling tonight? You good?
I'm all right. How about you?
I'm getting there. I'm going to be there probably by the time I play these new tracks and this weed gets in my system. I'll sip this drink I got a couple of times. We're going to be in the zone. All right? So, Like I said, West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Night, Dagger, Queen V, thanks for being here, and let's get things started like this. Brand new music, courtesy of Queen V. Thank you, DC, off top, all right? Bitch, wait, make a bitch get wet. Here we go. I told you, we started off this way. Let's go.
On the beach, yeah. my shit, toot it up, drop it down, I see it leaking, she need that pipe now, two shots, bro, loco, and the blood perk, I'm on a mission, on my job, with a ratchet, where you at, I'm pulling tools on my shit, the bitch slow down, but good brain, good head, it's a head, real good, back it up, real good, back it up, pop that pussy like a real bitch, shit, I can't change if I wanna shine, stay a whole dollar, back on, flip my fist, still sour, got a wet, swear I got a wet, beating hard if she ran out of breath. She out of breath. Got it wet. This song talking about she make the bitch get wet.
Got a lot on my mind. I had to let you know what was in my heart, baby. I love you, though.
Honestly, I'm searching through my thoughts. God gave me a masterpiece, your work of art. Got me tearing at my heart, cause I love you for real though. I wouldn't say desire, got that sexual appeal though. We always get to argue when I'm tired. I wanna know the things that you're thinking in your mind. We've been ran out of time, put your heart in my hands. You don't fear, hearts break, can you handle those tears? You wanted me a while, so we kicked it. I wouldn't say we matched, but we lit it. I told you not to force it, you did it. I treat you like a queen till the finish, but we're finished. Through, done. I hope you find the one, but it's not me. Rather let you go than to lead you on. I know it's rather hard when you think there's nothing wrong, but I'm always going off. I'd rather keep it silent than to talk. You don't listen. It hurts, I had to put it in a song. I know up in your thoughts, it's you and I. But you and I don't reside in my mind. It's not another either, so don't believe it. I wouldn't walk away if I knew just how to keep you. I know up in your thoughts, never be apart, but love hurts. I can't give you what you're worth, no matter how it hurts. Just know I love you, got your back forever. We just couldn't be together. I just wonder how you stay when we argue every day. It's like I couldn't get enough. No, you couldn't get away. The simple fact, I told you walk away. You're a grown ass woman, your decision was to stay. I told you constantly we wouldn't work. I like your motivation, I don't wanna be a jerk. But you got a lot to learn before you find them. The man of your dreams, the one you thought I was. The one I couldn't be, it wasn't you, it was me. I really couldn't deal. I try to make you feel how I was feeling. I try to work it out, it's not appealing. Love is so revealing, like you could have been a keeper. But I gave you all I got nothing else to give. Bless your heart, don't be bitter by a nigga that was selfish from the start. I could've cut you off, I chose to leave it. Now you gotta deal with every penny that I'm leaving. I know up in your thoughts, it's you and I. But you and I don't reside in my mind. It's not another either, so don't believe it. I wouldn't walk away if I knew just how to keep you. I know up in your thoughts, we'd never be apart. But love hurts, I can't give you what you're worth. No matter how it hurts, just know I love you. Got your back forever, we just couldn't be together.
Oh, shit. My bad, y'all. Hold on. My bad. I was thinking about weed.
This sucks. I can't believe that judge is making us go to a month of AA.
You know, if you ask me, this is going to be a good thing for both of you. That's a lesson you need to learn.
What are you talking about? What lesson? I don't need to go to AA. I'm a social drinker, not an alcoholic.
Yeah, that's like saying rappers are really poets.
I'm not saying she's a gold digger, but she's not messing with...
It's Lady Cam, and you're tuned in to West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, on Bang Out Radio with Daddy Dagger and Queen V LA West Coast all day. So please play that slow shit for me. Dagger, I'm ready to get my hump on. Ooh.
I love that. Shouts out to Lady Cam. LA, West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio, West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, Dagger, Queen V, still good?
Of course I'm still good.
All right, I guess we could officially start the show now. Like I said, here we go. Now, let's just get straight into the phone lines. Fuck it. Let's see who's in the zone today. We lost one, but right now I know who this is. I should know who this is. Lion?
What's popping, man?
After a year, I should start to recognize you. What a dude, Lion. How you feeling tonight?
I'm chilling, man. I just want to stop by, say what's up, see what's good.
Okay, yeah, you sound like you're out of here, man. What you off? You off that Moscato, nigga? You got you some Moscato, huh? That's how you feel?
Man, I these chill margaritas or whatever, and I just been smoking, man. I'm chill.
As you should. as you should. Ain't nothing wrong with that, man. But here, man, since I got you on the line real quick, let me ask you real quick. Now, that song I played, how do you, is that the name of it? Am I putting up the A-E-H-R? Like, how is that, what is, because that's what you sent it to me as, so I thought that was the title. Is that the correct title?
Yeah, we'll call it Air. That's what I call it.
Oh, it's called Air. Okay, now, real quick, yeah, explain that shit to me real quick, because you kind of like me, I see, when it comes to your music. Like I said, you be speaking on life shit, you be going through a shit like that. So who the fuck was involved in that shit?
Just arguments and stuff like that. Like, sometimes I just don't, how can I put it, like,
don't sugarcoat. We don't sugarcoat over here, man. You don't got to take no deep breath or nothing, man. What it do? Holla at your boy.
Because they just walked out the room because the song's about them, so they just
That is always funny when you write a song about somebody and they know it's about them, but you be banging that shit anyway. Like, hey.
I mean, I don't complete everything that's in the song. Sometimes I feel that way, sometimes I don't, but, like, there have in times where it's just like, I don't want to deal with you. Like, I'm done dealing with you. Because it just gets to that point. I don't like arguing and having those issues. I don't really try to stress over no female. So when it gets to a certain point, it just gets to a certain point. So it's just something that I have to put out there. And I try to explain it to her, but she's still like, yeah.
But you talking about me. Yeah, girls don't like what you talk about, especially y'all wax, nigga. Yeah, trust me. I know.
Yeah.
Like, I know.
Oh, wow.
But that really came from a lot of emotion, like just.
But what she also doesn't realize, though, not to cut you off, my bad. What she doesn't realize, that's how you get that shit off, though, right? That's how you get it out.
Talk,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's how you release that shit. You know, right? She don't understand that part.
That's how I get over it. That's how I get over it. But I mean,
hey, just like, I was always curious. I was making sure I was putting it up there right, because I was like, is this sure? I know my nigga's not dyslexic or nothing, but I had to ask. Like, that shit didn't make no sense to me at first, so I had to make sure. But for sure. Well, Lion, go ahead. Like I said, I know they can Google you and shit, but go ahead, let them know what's up or whatever, so you're just stopping by before you get up out of here.
Yeah, man. All right, well, I want to throw a few shout-outs. Ricky Montana, Red Clay, freaking Ashton Martin, where that nigga been at?
Hey, man, he was on here. He was. I would say the same thing about you. Like, y'all niggas take y'all breaks every now and then. I understand. It's cool. No niggas be working and shit. But my nigga Ashton, no, here's what happened. Let me tell you the Ashton Martin story. This nigga called in, my nigga, drunk as fuck, right? Just drunk off his ass, right? Nigga called in drunk as fuck. And then I go to talk to him, like he says his little piece or whatever, but I was in the middle of something. So then when I go back to him, why this nigga phone just go dead, right? Just nothing on there. It was still on. The phone was still open. But there was just no sound or whatever, right? So I'm like, okay, yeah, we just gonna leave this shit. Like, what I think happened, I swear, I think this nigga just passed out on the phone, live on air.
Yeah.
Like, I really think he did. But he's not a snorer. You know, I was waiting for him to snore or do some dumb shit, but it never happened. But that's what happened with Ashton. That was like couple of days ago, I think. I don't know if it was the last show or the one before that, but that shit was funny. And then he called me the next day. I guess he was going to tell me what happened, but I couldn't pick up the phone because I was at work, and I just ain't had a chance to hit him back yet. So, shouts out to Ashton Martin. But he out there doing it, man. Like I said, he called in this motherfucker drunk off his ass. It's funny when people call my show drunk. I be getting drunk. Queen V, we already know how Queen V get down. Queen V, catch Queen V on a good night. Like, you know, and then, like I said, even you be calling in tipsy sometimes. Like, I know there was one time you was slurring your ass off one time. Like, you was on one night. Like,
to be 100, every time I call your show, I'm never sober. I do not go a full 24 hours sober unless I know I got something coming up.
That's what the fuck I'm talking about.
You
sound like me.
Show, I'm waiting.
But see, this is what I be on, because it's like, see, you, me, Queen, Ashton, the people I fucks with, we all be turned up, you know what I mean? But it's like, this is why I want to start really traveling. Like, I want to come around to where y'all motherfuckers be at, where we can get turned up, because then I know if I get turned up and y'all get turned up and then we all get turned up together, I'm like, oh, ain't nobody fucking with that, nigga, because like I said, I get turned up. I don't know about y'all. I get turned up. When it's time to turn it up, like, yeah, like,
You get
hyped
to turn it up or what?
Oh, well, see, like I said, an official turned up night, this is like, okay, we go hard, right? So let's just say that means That means I'm already, if I know the night's going to be popping, that means I'm already drinking when I wake up. And I usually, if we're going on the weekend, then it's like, okay, Saturday, bam, we know we're going out, it's about to be turned up, bam, I gotta wake up early. And this is if I got, you know, I just got paid. Let's just say I just got paid, and I'm just trying to really stunt on people, right? I'm doing the best that I can. We balling on the budget, all right? At least I am. Speaking about me, I'm balling on the budget. But it's going to look good. You ain't going to know by looking at me. Watch, here we go. Now, got to go get the whip clean. Bam. Spruce that up. Go pay the Mexicans in there to go run that shit through the car wash and then have them buff it down on the other side. Don't tip nobody. Like I said, y'all get enough tips from these white folks. You don't need my $2. I need to get a blunt with this, so I'm sorry. But at the same, you know what I mean? Get the car clean, you know, but still be that nigga that's standing right there like, man, you didn't get the rims. Nigga, can you clean? But no, don't. All right. Get the All right. Get the car clean. So you need the car clean. Now I'm already drinking at like 12, 1 by the latest. I don't drink heavy because I know I'm going to be drinking heavy all night. Why I'm drinking early and why I'm sipping early is because I want my body to already get used to the alcohol being in my system. You see what I'm saying? Because, see, here's where people get messed up. They want to go out and binge drink, like start drinking at like 9, 10, you know what I mean? Just try to get, just be chugging all kind of shit back, and that shit hit you quick. And, you know, that shit will fuck you over. That's them drunk bitches that be stumbling all out the club and shit, throwing up in their hair. That's them dumb niggas that be wanting to fight and shit and all kind of, you know what I mean? Them niggas. You know, you don't want to be like that. You know, that's turned up, but that's beyond turned up. I don't know about y'all. Like I said, I can't stand being that crazy person. You ever get that crazy friend or that person that just always fucked up and you fuck with them anyway, but you know how they get when they get like that?
Right.
And it's like, man, and I don't like being that person. Like I said, I like getting turned up, but I like being in control. You know, I control my turned upness. Some people lose control and don't know what the fuck they're doing. I know what I'll be doing. But, all right, so like I said, you're drinking already by like 12, 1, but like drinking. I mean, you got your alcohol, but you're sipping. You're not chugging, you know what I mean? You're still doing your daily routine or whatever. But if you're drinking something, you're drinking like water and alcohol. You're keeping your balance. So that way you got a nice little buzz going already all day, plus smoking, you know what I mean? We smoking, but this, since we're going out, you know, you got to go get you an eighth, you know, depending on what you're smoking on, or a half, you know, depending on how much. But you need a weed, you know what I mean, period. You need that container, that bag, that, you know, whatever you put, whatever your weed man give you your weed in, or when you go to the weed store, you know, whatever you get, you need a lot of that because, you know, when you turned up, you don't want to not be able to smoke. And when you're turned up, you know what I mean? And when you're turned up like that, you don't want to have to go find weed. Because you ever been in that situation? Like I said, you be late night or whatever, turned up. That's why I hate that situation, too. Late night, turn, want to smoke, don't got no weed, or you done smoked it all already. And you know weed men that be claiming they 24 hours and shit or whatever don't never be 24 hours. Like, nigga, it's like, you know what I mean? Like, I know people, you know, you don't want to go through that. You know what I mean? So have enough weed. If you a true smoker and you know you smoke a lot, because when I get turned up, it makes me smoke more. Because like I said, smoking is what helps me keep the drink in check. Like I said, I be in balance. It's a balance thing for me.
Right.
So I make sure I got my weed. You know. Then if it's really about to get turned up, like I said, I gotta go check into my hotel, motel, wherever I'm laying my head for the night. If I'm dropping money on it, I gotta go get that early. Because, you know, you try to get a room or whatever, either after the party or around 8, 9 o'clock or whatever, you know, you might be stuck out there for a little while. This is for y'all to be getting rooms and shit. Don't act like I'm the only one. So not everybody got a house or an apartment. You know what I mean? Sometimes you got to go drop your change for the night and get it popping. You know what I mean? Like, you got to – because my thing is, if you don't have your own house or, you know, if you live with a roommate or depending on how your roommate is or whatever, if you – there's certain – like I said, I've lived in a lot of situations. I don't want to – when I'm turned up, I don't want to have to go deal with nobody else when I'm going either home or to my bed or whatever, get it popping or whatever I'm doing. I don't want to have to deal with nobody else's shit that I don't want to. You see what I mean? So if you rent a room or you get your own spot or you have your own spot or whatever, then like I said, you go there with whoever you choose to have over there. You know, you don't got to deal with somebody out of your parents' house, somebody with your sister, kids and shit, whatever the fuck's here, you know what I mean? You don't want to go home turned up if your home ain't your home. So you get the spot. Like I said, you get your spot for the weekend, or not, weekend, night, whatever, but get the spot, got that. All right, so I got the room, got the weed. Now, you leave all the shit in the room. That's what I'm saying. You're supposed to be chilling. Like I said, you already sipping or whatever. So you got your bottles in the room with you. Like I said, you got the weed. You got the, if you got, you know, me personally, I take my Xbox. When I know I'm going to be gone for the night, my Xbox is with me, just in case, so I can watch movies on that shit. And I can play my game if I want to. You know, I got all the little connectors, so I can hook it up to whatever TV, no matter where I'm actually staying at for the night. I'll find a way to hook my shit up to the TV. And I'm posting. You know what I mean? And I'm chilling. Sipping, smoking, you know what I mean? And when you're chilling by yourself, or if you got a date for the night or whatever, but you want to chill before you go out. That's what I'm saying. You don't want to be all ready, tired. You want to be relaxed, you know? Then, like I said, some of y'all like to go out to parties late. Y'all be on that. I'm not going there till 11, midnight or whatever. I mean, if that's what you do because, you know, you just so on or whatever like that, that's fine. But me personally, if I'm going to a club or if I'm going out, I want to enjoy my whole night. So I'm one of the motherfuckers that's usually there. Like, they talk about that shit open at 9. They already say that shit. They already talk about, you know, they probably ain't going to open the doors till 10. But, you know, the line starts at 9. I'm usually in that motherfucker about 9:30 in the line or out there chilling. Even sometimes, depending, I got to stand in line, depending on where I don't, depending on where I go. But why I'm able to do that is because y'all don't realize, like I said, I'm already good. I'm buzzed. You know, I'm chilling. I done smoked on the way up to the club. You know, I got the drink in the car. You know, I'm not tripping on, you know, you go in there, buy one drink, so then you go in, party, it turns out, now see me, I pop pills. So if I really know I'm about to be on, oh, I will give me some X. I need 2 pills, maybe 3. Because, like I said, when that shit starts to come down, I don't like to come down. So I'll pop my first one, maybe about, like, 6. You know, so when that shit kick in, it's about 8. And by 8, I'm already on my way to the club. Now, drinking, smoking. Now, see, when I pop, it just makes me want to do the other shit more. So I'm really smoking now, or I'll be going through cigarettes like a motherfucker. Like I said, I'm trying to kill myself. But like I said, I don't thizz every day. This doesn't happen every day. This is on. We're talking about a night that is turned up. That's what we're on, right?
Right.
Okay, I'm just making sure what I'm saying. I'm not talking too much. But actually, hold on. We're gonna pause the story right there, because like I said, I've been talking for a cool little minute. And, all right, but Lion, you got to hang with me for a second, all right? I'm going to get some music, and I'm going to finish up the rest of the night.
Yeah, yeah. Now I'm about to be out.
For sure, for sure. And I'm sorry, Queen. I'm just taking over the airtime. But he asked me a question, but I was kind of setting the mood, though, right? I mean, does it sound like a good night so far?
No, I'm listening. I want to know what it is, because me and you haven't partied yet. So I want to know what it's like to party with Dagger.
All right.
Me
so
and
like
you haven't partied yet.
Dagger, we'll continue his story here on West Coast Wednesday. Something nice. Oh, and the humping is coming. Don't get it twisted, John. Like I said, I'm going to bring it all around. This is something nice. I ain't forgot. But like I said, it's story time, and we turned up right now, chilling with Queen V, nigga Lion, and like I said, just in case shit fucks up on my computer, I'm gonna start doing this, and I'm gonna trust people to do this. Y'all gotta mute y'all phone, so I don't gotta mute y'all on here. So in case something happens, niggas is still on the phone, and y'all can still hear me, and we can be able to talk. All right, so that's the new thing. So when the music come on, everybody mute they phone, and just make sure you take it off mute when we come back, because then you'll be talking to yourself, and we've all been victims of that. And we all know what that shit look like. But we'll be right back, y'all. West Coast Wednesday, Sub Nights, Dagger, Queen V.
Today, no more rent I pay, a proud owner I can finally say. I got 3 cribs, my car won't break down today. European engineering, top line what I'm steering. I eat the best, Roman noodles no longer request. Personal chef cook feet up cause I deserve the rest. Far as my queen, she straight, she be killing them. Designer shopping spree, Fifth Ave be the minimum. Anything she wants, she held me down when she had one. Now she want for nothing cause success has finally come in. Whole family spoiled, the love is overflowing. We made it out of poverty when no one love was showing. Now it's vacation, clear water we all went in. Island hopper, we cruising, yacht names I'm not losing. Perfect situation with little complication. Is this the good life or just my imagination?
Oh,
president. My mission changed the world, starting at home with the boys and girls. Improve the education with unbiased teachings that reflect the world, not just what the white thinking. New textbooks countrywide, rebuild with greed deprived. Knowledge to help the people coincide. Lower tuition, we the government made a difference. And I the president provide health care for all of those living. The world, we monitor but mind our own business and neutralize any threat to our existence. And everybody got the same rights and same privilege. Corporate greed diminished, the ban on weed ended. No hunger in America, the world next. And our seniors are taken care of, so is the vet. Show love to all people, lost we help them find a way. This would be great, but my imagination runs away. I'm proud, ride with me, should be unhappy. Hellfire looking like we did it. Frank filming and everybody recording prestigious in the building. I understand now it's not the money, it's the feeling. To be noticed, my talent standing out, we finally did it. I use my imagination to make you not forget it. Wanna give you song confines blended. Maybe it's that kind of thinking got us in position. Nominated album of the year without position. Yeah, you got more status, but my songs will make a difference. Win or no win, I still feel like kids at Christmas. No more wishes, this my reality. Wrote myself out of poverty. Recognition feels so sweet. Set my spine concrete. This Grammy nod solidifies creativity. But my imagination sometimes get the best of me.
Wonder. He seen a pussy print, so he know I got this thunder. But hoes that lumba. These hoes steady chase him cause he got that good face and that young make him numb. Got him feeling like they wasted. But you need to know their place and it's directly on his face. He make me run with that tongue. He love the way I taste. These hoes steady chase him cause he got that good face and that young make him numb. Got him feeling like they wasted. But you need to know their place and it's directly on his face. He make me run with that tongue. He love the way I taste. Heated conversations and he bragging about that pacing. It's been a couple of months, he anxiously waiting and tasted. Just brought around the corner, said his head came amazing. She said, I'm his baby mama, but it ain't no hating. It's just been a lot of drama, cause he just couldn't take it. He put that dome on him and they started acting crazy. Now I really want it, can he do it while I'm blazing? I'ma make him wait longer so he have a stronger craving. I pop that pussy in the cup while he watching TikTok like a clock, make that ass. Kitty licking his lip like he looking at a feast. I slipped his pussy up and he ate it on his knee. Hoes steady chase him cause he got that good face and that young make him numb. Got him feeling like they wasted. But you need to know their place and it's directly on his face. He make me run with that tongue. He loves the way I say. Slurp, slurp, slurp. Don't stop till your tongue drop until you get to the gum like a lollipop. Make that tongue play it out. Got you on it. Eat the twat like you're hungry and homeless. I'd be a lie if I said it wasn't fire. Get me high, give me butterflies like a roller coaster ride. I'm in the sky like a phone when you're down below. Hot like a pot on the stove. Heat and overflow.
You know you're my everything.
K-Wise, the lyrical psycho, self-explanatory music.
Yeah, man.
You're now tuned in to West Coast Wednesday, Hump Night, with the Daggers.
But when it comes
Bang Out Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. Mute's off. We're back. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Night, the Dagger, Queen V. Still good?
Of course.
that's right. LA, West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio, and then Lion. You at least better be listening, man, because you know I'm talking shit. See, Lion dropped out. Didn't I say he was going to do that shit? Because I was like, nigga, you're going to have to listen to my story. And then, like, nigga just took off. But that's all right. It's cool. Like I'm saying. You better be listening. But anyway. All right. Now, where was I? Part two. All right. The turned up night. Get a turned up night. Now let's rewind. You got your drugs. You got your drink. You got your place where you're going to lay your head, whether that's your house, room, whatever. Because sometimes even when you got a house, you want to get out and go get a room or, you know, a hotel, whatever the fuck you want. You got all this established, right? Mm-hmm. So you're just chilling. Like I said, you got all this done early. Because, you know, check-in time for anywhere, usually at the latest, is about 2, 3 p.m. All right? So you want to have your shit situated by then. So all you got to do is focus on is going out and getting turned up. You ain't got nothing else to worry about. And the police. And, you know, dumb motherfuckers at the club or whatever, you know, that's shit that just comes with the territory. But besides that, everything else is situated. You got your little bit of weed on you that you're going to smoke while you out. You know, you got a big-ass bag back at the room or wherever you at. You got a big-ass bag still there. You still got a whole bottle there because you done took, like, you either done got some juice and made you a little drink and, you know, walking around with your juice bottle or some of y'all hardcore drinkers got an actual flask, you know, for real flask, and you done poured some of your bottle into the flask. You know, and you straight. Go out, enjoy yourself, get turned up, party. Can see me off a pill. I already be on the dance floor before. But, you know, the last couple of times I went to a club, like, girls be acting stuck up lately. Some of them. I'm not going to say all, but girls be acting stuck up lately. Like I said, it's just all about the show. You know, girls want to dance by themselves and just look all whatever. I mean, I'm not going to get too hardcore into that, but. Just from what I've noticed, I guess.
Uh-oh.
But like I said, when I'm turned up, like I said, yeah, I'll still, nigga, 30 years old, will still break a bitch on the dance floor like nothing. Like I said, that's what I do.
Uh-oh. I hear a little somebody talking shit.
No, it ain't talking shit if that's just what you do. I mean, like I said. There's just... Like 30 is nothing. Like, I don't want nobody to get that twisted. Like I said, you catch Dagger at a club, I take all challenges, and I don't. And like I said, I'm still undefeated. Like I said, it don't matter. Just don't start nothing. You're not gonna finish. That's
Uh-oh.
All I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
And it don't matter because you know.
I'm gonna leave that alone.
We won't. But just a little quick side note, because like I said, when it comes to that, though, especially if I'm turnt. That's when I don't care. It's like one of those situations, like, let the wrong girl try to challenge me or something like that, but she be on that totally, like, yeah, I would be the nigga if a girl did drop down to the floor or whatever. You think I wouldn't be down there? This is me all the way turned up. If I'm just cool, I'll just look at her like, ha-ha, bitch, you funny. If I'm turned up, then, like I said, I'm down there with her. It's like, oh, you want to play this game? Well, let's get it turned up. Then, like, fuck it. You know, I will be that nigga that be in the center with everybody standing around. I'm like, look at these dumb motherfuckers fucking on the floor. Yeah, that would probably look like me. But that's, like I said, that's just if we're turned up and we're on that mode.
Oh, okay, yeah, so.
I'm saying if it goes there. Because I'm saying some girls be thinking that that's how to dance. But I'm just saying I could do both. That's all I'm just saying. We don't got to take it to the floor. Like I said, I'm just wherever it, you know. I'm just saying, girls be dropping it down there like a nigga ain't going to go down there. You could, like I said, fuck it with me. Like I said, on that type tip, I'm going to show you how this do. Like I said, don't let the 6'5 fool you either. Nigga, because I be breaking short girls. You know, girls that come up to my waist, and they even still be dipping, and I got to still go all the way down. I'm like, nah, I'll still get it. Or I'll just pick them up.
Wow, okay, wait.
Or I'll just
I'm
pick them up.
Wait, but I'm huge out here. I'm 5'1½", and I bet you I'm huge.
Like I said, either that or I just pick them up and bring them up to my level. Either way, you know, it's gonna get turned up. So like I said, you at the party, you may be, like I said, you buy one drink, you know, but continue drinking what you've been sipping on all night. Drink the same shit, like I said, keep in rotation that you've been sipping all day. If you're doing like me, like I said, you've been sipping all day. Pick what you're gonna drink, and you drink that all day, night. Like I said, don't get on nothing else. Just stick with your shit, you know. Party, turn it up. Now I'm saying, if you thizzing. Like I said, I told you I had like 2, maybe 3 pills, right? So by midnight, 1 o'clock, I'm popping the second one like, nope, you know, and it's we keep it going, like, and it just depends. Now at this point, off the second pill, like I said, if we're having that much of a turned up night, we got options. Either we're gonna keep the party going for real, and find an after hour spot somewhere or something like that. We're gonna find a strip club. You know, gonna do something like that maybe, or like I said, this is we're going out, or we're gonna go somewhere and just act dumb. You know, you go find you a beach somewhere, or you just find you know somewhere where you ain't gonna be fucked with, that you can just go just act the ass. Cause I mean, after the club, you either gonna want to be done, or you are gonna want to still act the ass. So you, like I said, you got options here. Or like I said, And just a quick side thizzle thing, you don't want to be the only one thizzing. Don't try not to thizz with people that don't thizz, because they're going to look at you like you dumb, and you're going to look at them like they dumb. Like, it just, I mean, y'all may still get along for the night or whatever, but it's just everybody must be on the same level. So I'm just saying it's better that way. Just a little side note. Wait, hold on. Who is this? Straight out the, I think I know this might be right here. But I'm not going to call this one out. I'm going to hold it. Hold it. Wait for it. I just happened to look over. See, I be full story mode. I don't even know how long people be on hold. That's my fault. Hold up. Straight out the 909-0721. Got Dagger Queen V. What it do?
Hey, Dagger. Hi, Queen.
Hey, Ma. How you feeling?
Hi, Boya. Hi, guys. How you doing?
Checking in kind of early today. It's kind of early for you. Hold on. What time is it?
Watch out. Watch out. I came in right before 10 o'clock. What? It's 9:50. Still giving my 9 o'clock, so.
Okay, that's good. Thanks for being here, hanging out. So I was in full story mode on about the full of how to have a great, like, fully turned up night. So I'm kind of, like, already in the second half of you. Kind of missed the first half. But I'm on the – we're on the after the party. Like, so let me catch you up. We done went to the party, but we've been drunk all day. We've been drinking at the club. We turned up. I'm off a pill. And we got nothing but we. But, like I said, think in your head. You already got your room situated. You got a big-ass bottle waiting for you, a whole bag of weed still there. So, you know, everything's situated. So you just out enjoying yourself. So now we done left the club, but now it's like we were just saying, you got options. You got, you know, you want to still go act the ass, you got to go find an after-hours beach, something like that. Or, like I said, my personal thing, if you're going to be, like I said, if everybody's thizzing, everybody may be on some other shit. So you might just want to get back to the room and get back to your big-ass bottle and weed and everything like that and call it a night. Like I said, people have options. But, and then from there, I don't know what details. Y'all can use your imagination. Like I said, I'll let y'all go from there. And then, like I said, and then when I'm visiting, I don't even usually go to sleep. I'll be up all night. So I just, and then the sun rises, and then it's just a new day. Yes. All right, man, I had one of them nights in a while. Y'all got me fat, man. See, y'all got me all on some other shit. Thinking about shit.
Never be having those nights with Koya, though.
What's up?
Right.
Y'all never be having those nights with Koya.
That's what I'm saying. We got to get turned up, right, Koya? We got to tell them, come on. Come get turned up with us, people, huh?
What rooms do you be in? What bottles, big-ass bottles, do you be drinking that you don't never invite me? I don't care.
You, I
like I said, when the time calls for it, like I said, Dagger knows how to turn it up because keep in mind, even on these shows, if you've been following me, if you've been fucking with me, you kind of notice, like, I be down a lot. You know, I'm a real pessimist. I be down a lot. So, you know, but as much as I be down, when I be up, I be up. Like, it's a whole, like, but it's rare that I get to do shit like that because I like not having responsibilities. And that's basically what I do when I get turned up and I get on that level. I don't give a fuck about shit.
You know,
nothing bothers me. You know, and that's why I party and I function with people that I don't got to babysit because I'm not going to pay attention. I'm sorry. I'm over here. I'm, you know, not like that, but it's just like I'm going to be on, like anything going on. Like I'm on. Like either we rolling together, right? Everybody's all here, right? That's the most I'm going to be able to worry about at that time. You know, I hate having to go party and function with people that you got to babysit. I can't do that because, like I said, I'm turned up and I'm not trying to wear it. That's not.
So you're not the type of dude hold your homegirl hair back. You'd be like, damn, she fucked up.
I would be the nigga picking up the camera and putting people on YouTube. Don't fuck with me.
Damn.
I mean, fuck with me, but just know what's gonna happen if you do some shit like that. I mean, I'm gonna be honest. I'm gonna laugh. I'm gonna make sure you okay. But damn. You are fucked up, and I'm getting footage of this. Yes, I am. I'm doing
you fucked up.
But I'll still make sure we get back to the spot safely and everything like that, and everything's cool and everything. I'm not going to just dog you like that, but I'm just saying I'm going to be laughing my ass off, and yes, there will be footage, and I will show your ass the same footage the next day, like, look at your ass. Like, or actually, no, you will see it on YouTube. Like I said, I'll be talking all shit because I was, and then, like I said, I'll share it on the show. I'll probably put it on the radio. I mean, I'm sorry. I just do things like that. But it might not be, like I said, the video would be on YouTube. I would take the audio and play it as probably one of my little sound bites here. I'll take the audio, like, are you fucked up? Like, yeah, I'm fucked up. Like, you know, it'll tell them what may happen.
That's fucked up.
It's not fucked up. It's all fun. If I'm fucked up.
Well, keep Tiger. We're going to have a drinking contest, right?
If I'm turned up, it's okay. Y'all have full. Anybody has full permission. If Dagger is so turned up that, yes, I do be doing. Because I already do some funny shit. I perform in front of the camera. Like I said, it's that has all kind of meanings. But, yes, the camera doesn't bother me. I'm not scared of the camera. So. You can put footage on me. If I'm over there all stupid, dumb, I'll record myself. I will hand you my camera and say, get this. Like, look at this shit. Like, I was at some shit the other day. There was a big-ass no smoking sign or whatever, but the homies wouldn't do it. I was mad. I was like, man, I rolled up a blunt, and we were smoking outside where we wasn't smoking, where we wasn't supposed to, but I wanted to stand next to the sign and, like, pose with it, and I told the homie to take a picture of me smoking a blunt right next to the big-ass no smoking sign. He wouldn't do it. I'm like, that's fucked up. But I be doing shit like
that. Why not?
He a hater. It's cool. He was hating on my picture because he knew it would have been a dope picture. But yeah, like I said, I get turned up. But I don't get to do it that often, so that's why when I do it, I go hard. Besides that, from E-40 said it better. They go hard or go home. And I ain't trying to go home. And if I'm going home, I'm still going hard. Like, you know what I mean? But shit, fuck that. We going.
Oh, okay.
And see, the sad part is not a lot of people can hang. That's the cold part. You know how many people I just be seeing, like, I be wide awake, they just be asleep. Like, are you serious?
So where you want to go?
Like the...
Oh.
But, yeah.
Like I said, when are you going to turn it up with Dagger? I don't know if y'all want this trip.
Like I said, it's a...
Do an invite. See, you done came around when it was the TV night. So, we turned it up a little bit at the end, but look, trust and believe, we can hang. Trust, you just got to throw out that invite.
Like I said, we'll see. Y'all got to come out to one of the shows first. I said that's a little tester right there. Like, we'll get y'all to come out to one of these shows or something, but we'll see what's up. Like I said, because I don't, and we got to make sure people can function. Because like I said, I drink, I smoke, I pop. I need to make sure we got all these things, and especially if I got to travel. If I got to come out to the boonies, there ain't nothing popping out there, or something got to be popping. If they not popping, then it's like, what the fuck is going on? That's what happens in the AV. No disrespect to the AV, but I've been out to the AV a few times. That's the Antelope Valley, for those that don't know. I've been out there. No disrespect to any of my peoples in the AV. I love all y'all, but I've been out there a few times, and the shit that was supposed to be popping wasn't popping. And I mean, that's what I mean. And all this shit I just went through, talking about how I got turned up and get ready for shit, I was doing that shit out there, and then there's nothing worse than getting turned up and being ready to do something, and that shit just falls through. Because you don't want to be turned up upset. You know what I mean? That's just really, that's not a good thing.
When you're sad or when you're sad. But see, I don't drink to be sad. I drink to have fun. I'll be happy when I'm drunk. Never a sad
Right, but... But you ever, like I said, you get drunk, you get situated, but like I said, you're having a drink because you know you're about to do something, and then all that shit just fall apart when you know, one of those things that you just, especially look at it for me, right? Like, the Antelope Valley, AV is not down the street. You know, I get turned up out here, and then I drive out there. It takes at least me, like, 30, 45 minutes if there's no traffic. You know, I'll be smashing, but I'll be dipping out there, right? But then I got to get all the way out there, and then I get all the way out there, and there's nothing popping like it was supposed to. You know, that would perturb me a little bit. That's the word of the day, perturbed. Look it up. But that was
but look that was, it up. Okay.
But yeah. But we'll see. Like I said, we just gotta set a plan and then set it in motion and we'll see what's going on. But we're gonna get back into the music. It's time for what time is it? We still got a whole hour left, damn, it's only been an hour. You know, sometimes time flies, sometimes it's like, okay, we just chilling. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. But we gonna get into Daggers Double Play and how do I feel tonight? Decisions. All right, and everybody, just remember, just mute y'all phones, because always in case anything happens, I want to make sure I can still be able to at least talk to y'all, so I don't talk to myself. So just mute y'all phones. So I don't gotta mute y'all on my side, and we're gonna do it like this. Be right back. West Coast Wednesdays. Hump Nights. Dagger. Queen V. Koya hanging in the building. Here we go.
Alright, the dagger. Gotta put my heart on this one, y'all, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Got a problem with that? Fuck you, alright? For real.
Serious.
This shit right here fucked me up, alright?
Alright.
This is the only way I can express that shit.
Deal with it.
So here we go.
Gotta keep it pushing.
Yeah.
What's love gonna do about it?
I don't know what I'm doing, but I know the path I'm choosing.
Right.
I lost a lot in life.
You
didn't plan on losing.
Uh-uh.
But here I am, a better man, and yet I stand alone. I am a king, you were my queen, but then you went and left the throne. I can't believe it, but so be it. Now it's over, dead and done. Could have fought it out together, but you rather turn and run. Begging isn't what I do for you, I did a lot of things. Still cussing, yelling, fighting.
Damn.
I pay the rent, I buy the food, I get the drink, I buy the weed. But now the times are getting hard, I guess there's more you really
what else?
Need. In the streets 5 days a week, I can't hate, she kept me straight. She told me straight out to my face.
I'm going out, I got a date.
Later. I turn my head and walk away to smile while you
have
walking.
Fun.
Now I'm thinking in my head, I should.
Choke this bitch and knock her out.
That's some crazy shit I know, but hey, these feelings fuck me up. Be glad my mama raised me right, so I'll just chuck these deuces up.
I'm looking douchey, I'm chucking my deuces.
Can't even sleep, laying in my bed alone, and all I do is count the sheep. I will no longer weep, you have my heart, don't want it back. All I got is self-esteem, and sorry
I
can't give you that. I wanted you to tie me down, and say you chose to set me free. You said,
I'll always have your back.
You should have never lied to me, cause now I'm just a psychopathic lyricist. That fucking heart is screaming,
fuck the world and all those idiots.
Yeah, she got me started, dearly departed now. The death would be an easy route. Gotta live my life without you, thought we had it figured out. Tried to talk, you chose to walk, told me I ain't worth the thought. I gave you everything I had to give, plus the shit I bought. Now that's just wasted money, it ain't funny, I ain't laughing. Now you out there talking shit, now telling folks what really happened. Had a ring, you had a home, you let a bitch come fuck it up. Believe in every lie she told you, made you chuck them deuces
later.
No.
I'm with the new shit, I'm chucking my deuces.
Serious, man. I never wanted to get like this.
Something better.
On some real shit.
No more time to make
I got a lot of no motherfucking body. A bunch of bullshit.
so much to say, got even more I gotta do instead of worrying about your ass and who's fucking you. But hey, that ain't my biz, I'm kinda saucy, feel the fire. Told me there was no one higher, waiting, got a new supplier. Yeah, I used to be a liar, made a change, I had to grow. Opened up my heart and soul, and now you wanna let me go. So you can go and do whatever, moving on to something better. Left me once, left me twice, third time, that's forever. I never wanted this, enough's enough, you got me pissed. You ain't making shit, but still, you talking, throwing, breaking shit, you stupid.
Whoa.
Hold up, nah, I still won't call you out your name. Nothing like them other bitches, why you wanna act the same?
Why?
This is just my pain, cause I can't lie, she fucked me up. She told the cops I fucked her up.
Then what they do?
They locked me up. I could've fucked you up, but nah, I say that's over Jerry Springer.
Ew, fuck you, Dagger.
Fuck you too, whatever. Deuces, two middle fingers.
Do I hold on? Do I let it go?
Good day, sir. May I have your daughter's hand now?
Yeah, me too.
Okay, look, I didn't want to hurt your feelings, but it's just not going to happen. I was just trying to be polite, okay? I don't think my daughter would date either of you, let alone marry you, okay?
Who said anything about marriage or dating? Dumbass.
Yeah, really. Give me her hand, right now. I don't even care which one she uses.
What are you babbling about, sir? We are a proper gentleman, and we wish for your daughter to use her hand upon us. We have asked you for her hand in the manner of proper gentlemen.
Yeah, so you have to now. That's the rule.
You want my daughter, my sweet little angel, to perform...
Oh, God, you sick little back! I will kill you!
Can I have her hand now?
Hey,
buddy.
Hold on one second. Is it going to work? Let's see. Come on. You can do it. Ah, there we go. I just wanted to keep it going.
You can find me in St. Louis. This be your boy, Her Mystery. He now rocking to the hottest music coast to coast with your boy, The Dagger, on Bangout Radio. Let's get it.
Yes, yes, y'all. We back. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, Dagger, Queen V. Still good? You off mute?
Thank you for reminding me because I was really
sick. Was you about to talk to yourself?
I sure was talking to myself. As soon as you said that, I was like, yeah, I'm all right. And then you like, wait, are you off mute? Oh. I'm good, though.
Corey, how you feeling? You all right? Uh-oh. See, this is the one thing about Corey that bothers me. This is one of the few things that bothers me. Everything was all good. She'd be calling in the show, the phone. Now, see, here's another thing. Maybe she doesn't know, or other callers. If you want to call in, you press
stop
1. If you
stop talking mess, Dagger. I'm here. Mess, I'm here. I'm trying to call.
You trying to do what?
Out my car.
You're trying to start your car.
Guys.
What's on y'all minds? Y'all got anything going on? What's been going on with y'all? Anybody? Let's let the ladies talk for a minute. Because like I said, I've been doing enough talking today so far. And I'm gonna sip this drink. And like I said, any questions you want answered? Maybe I'll try to get my opinion
okay,
on. I mean, anything? What y'all got going on?
Dagger, you just. Are you drunk?
I'm getting there. I'm working on it.
You sound almost there, like you tipping on that.
I'm on this old people. I'm on this old people drink. I'm drinking this straight brandy. It's just straight brandy, but like the good brandy, like that top shelf brandy. So I feel like an old man. Hold on, real quick. Somebody out the let's see, straight out the 909-9635. You got Dagger and Queen V. What it do?
Young Prince of the West, nigga. Everybody just is crazy.
Hi, ugly.
Oh, yelling in my ear. What to do, Wifey?
What it is, my nigga? Shit, man. I'm feeling like I'm alive, my nigga. That's all that really matters right now, my nigga.
There you go. How's Vegas? How's Vegas?
Vegas is the city of sin, my nigga.
We'll just leave it at that, then. Yeah, because we gotta.
Nigga, trying to get a hold of it. Real shit, though. But what's popping on the radio tonight, man?
I don't know. Like I said, we've had a nice small conversation. We was about to see what the ladies had on their minds. That's what I was asking. I'm sipping this drink right now, so I'm not done getting right yet.
I'm always with that. I'm already where you need to be, so catch up, my nigga.
Yeah, I'm trying to be, man. Excuse me. Like I said, I gotta be somewhat focused because, like I said, I don't want the like switchboard to go all blurry and shit. So I gotta act like I'm doing the radio. So.
Shit. But yeah, my nigga, I'm all the way back to Cali. You about to get it in?
Yeah, for sure, for sure. So Queen, what's been up? What's been up, Ma? What's been going on this week with you?
I don't know. Getting from Wednesday to Wednesday is ooh. Drive my phone. But getting from Wednesday to Wednesday is a challenge in itself. But I mean, I'm alive. I mean, that's all I can really say right now. I got a job.
This is how I can ask the guys a question.
Excuse me?
Go ahead, Cole.
Okay, thank you. I wanted to know, so, man out there, since y'all so scared out there trying not to talk about humping, on Hump Night Wednesdays, come on, guys, make it interesting. So, look, I want to know, out of all the men, well, Dagger and Young Prince, how do men feel about
it? How what?
How we feel about what?
Following.
I still missed it. One more time.
I couldn't hear shit.
Like swallow, like drink from the fountain of youth.
Oh,
my God. Oh, dear baby, Jesus.
How do we feel about that? Hey, only girls. Only, hey, let me take this one real quick. Go ahead, take another shot, Dagger. I got you. Hey, real shit, people. Only girls, that's only time you'll ever find a girl that swallow and keep sucking is if she trying to get paid or is she trying to stay around for a long time.
Well, you're missing the whole point of this. I'm not saying
you missed that whole thing. Nope. You missed that whole thing. I was reading your mind, girl. She talking about what you be doing when you be down there. How do you feel about that? Yes. You. You, not me. You.
If I'm eating pussy, then therefore everything that comes from that fountain should be digested, my nigga.
I'm still tripping off of her saying the fountain of youth, and it's like, hold on, look. It's what, let's just be honest. If you down there eating, right. You eating it right. Whatever happens down there is gonna happen. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like that's just the only thing is just that you gotta. I just want to be warned. If you like a squirter, you know those girls that like really like squirt. Like just warn me.
Let's take a no before.
Just warn
me, because
you know, there's a difference when you down there and that shit happens, and then when you taking it down and, you know, then she start, you know, squirting over the bed. You know, that's the goal you're supposed to be going for. You want to, you know, the stain on the bed sheets. You want that to happen, but you don't want that to happen right in your face, unexpected. That's what
right.
I'm just saying.
Because then you're the type of bitch because she pissed on you or some shit. Like,
yeah.
I swear
to y'all, I can't make this up. The homie almost beat up a bitch over this shit. Because, like I said, he didn't. It was back in the day when he told me the story. Like, he was this close to whooping a bitch ass because he really thought that she just pissed on him. And that's what I'm saying. Niggas don't understand. You know, some people don't understand this. And then it's like.
Is that muscle?
I mean, yeah, the first time it happened to me, I tripped out a little bit, too. I'm like, what the fuck? Like. And then she started playing with that shit, and that shit just kept going. I'm like, oh, okay. And then I had to think back, because, you know, I had to think about the movies that I saw, and I was like, oh, that's what that shit is, real life. Like, oh, okay. So, you
right.
know? Like,
real nigga shit.
Like,
hey, my first
you know,
time with that shit, was her first time with that shit.
But I'm saying, look.
What you mean? No, really, at that point, nah. I'm not one of them niggas that's like, nah, just put that all down my throat and shit, nah. Especially if you're one of them gusher-type bitches, like, excuse my, but you know what I mean? Like, some girls leak, some girls gush. You know what I mean? There's a difference. Like,
right.
I can't.
What if she leak?
Huh?
What if she leak? Or what if she
what just leaks? No, leaking is all that's what I'm saying, because this is. Because you got to realize, when a guy's eating pussy, when a guy's down there and he's actually chooses to be down there, it's basically all the same. He's just in it. Like I'm saying, if you in there right, if you on to some whatever, like, I don't know, like on some play
right.
with that shit type shit, then just don't be down there. If you going to eat, then eat. I'm just saying. My only thing and my only rule is, like I said, fellas, like I said, don't let this conversation get it twisted. You cannot go down on every single bitch out there in the world. Don't get none of your shit twisted.
Happen that way.
No, you know what I mean? Like, let's understand that. I don't want y'all to think Dagger's on some other shit real quick. Like I said, I'm keeping it honest, though. But
you
when
don't
you
go
do,
to the
and here's just a and here's just a shout out to the ladies on this. Like I said, and if you want your dude to munch it down and really just not give a fuck, like I said, make it look good, make it smell good.
Right.
Like I said, if you want him to eat it, treat it like anything else you want him to eat when you cook or anything like that. It's got to look
right.
good. It's got to smell good. What the fuck?
Right.
That's like
right.
I said, and then.
But I'm just saying, if you eat your food, are you going to swallow it after? That's all I want.
I'm telling you, I've answered this question twice. Let me answer one more time. Are you hearing me? No, I'm not about to. If it's on a gusher situation where it's like you filling up my mouth and I feel like I'm drinking water, no, I'm not doing that. I'm going to back up, and I'm going to let you dish all over the bed or whatever until all that shit come out and be like, okay, are you done? You know what I mean? Now, basically my thing is, if I don't even really notice it, then yeah. Because, you know, if I'm just, right. I'm just down there, I'm doing my due, so it's on. Like, but like I said, if you not, nah, but if like I said, if you get your way in my shit where it's like, you know, my cheeks puff out like I'm blowing a trumpet, I'm not doing that shit.
Hey, bro, we on two different pages, my nigga. I'm on a whole different other level of nastiness. As long as it's coming from a bitch, I love all of that shit. That is fuck, like, I love all of that shit. Keep that. Like, I'm a nasty nigga, and I ain't never lie. Real shit, people. Like, I don't give a fuck.
But, there it is.
Hey, real nigga, what's up?
Wait, just one more thing on this subject, because I'm just gonna be like, because I'm gonna be that nigga. Like I said, you fill out my mouth, I'm gonna be like, you gonna want me to swallow? But then it's like, why can't I do what girls do? What if I just spit it back on you? Like I said, you ain't gonna like that shit though, right?
Hey, you wouldn't. Hey, they, keep it real. They wouldn't notice, my nigga, as long as you still eat pussy. Like, who really pays attention to that shit? Because half the time, y'all brain,
like, we were talking
they
about
fucking
the
eyeballs being a brain anyway, so they ain't paying attention to that shit.
I'm seeing my math test from earlier. I wouldn't care. I would not.
Oh my god.
Come
nice, nigga. Don't act like it's surprising.
Ain't nothing surprising. So, what was the other question? I heard there was another question that needed to be asked.
Well, yeah, because now that's been asked, I mean, now I want to know, like, vice versa. Like, do you expect your girl to do that for you? Like,
to swallow?
Wait, here we go. Now, look.
If it's your girl, then yeah, nigga.
Here's the thing. Now, there's different ways you can go about this. You see, I gotta break it down. Like, hold on.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
All right, hold on. Let me skip this real quick. Hold on. Excuse me. All right, hold on. Here we go. No, okay. It goes like
this. Are you over there getting drunk or dagger?
Yeah, I mean, but y'all speaking my language. You know, Dagger knows a few things. Like I said, we were.
Okay.
Yeah. All
right.
A few things. It's just my opinion. This is just my opinion, but. Like I said, this is off of experience. You know, I tried a few things. Like I said, there's not that much I haven't done. So if we're talking about this, my thing is, as it always is don't start nothing you're not going to finish. And here's what I mean.
In two
situations. Now, look, if you just trying to straight give me head, right, and that's all I'm getting, and, okay, if you are my girl, then, yeah, you either got to, ooh, damn, who's smoking? I need
my bad, bro. That's me, my nigga.
Yeah, but so if you my girl, or let's just say we've been fucking for a really long time, or even just say you just a freaking fucker, you really, really like me, my thing, yeah, if you going to swallow that shit, yeah, go ahead. That just lets me know, one, yeah, you a big-time freak. And two, you're at least somewhat interested, or you want something from me, whether it's my time, or you may be, like he said, one of them bitches that be wanting that money. But
right.
That first time, that one's going to be free. Then I'm going to see where you're going to roll with that shit. You know, and then, because it's all about consistency. You know, a girl will do that shit one time and then never do that shit again, or at least for a long time, and think that shit is cool. It's like, nah, don't start nothing you're not going to finish.
Exactly.
You know what
I mean?
It's
really
like,
I ain't never got to do it ever in life.
There we go. You don't.
What do you mean?
Don't do it.
Because I know, like I said, because you're not going to do it. Like he's going to drink. Like he said, he would eat all that shit. I'm not. There's girls that's going to do it. There's girls that's not going to do it. And trust me, there are girls that will. You know what I mean? So it's okay.
That's crazy.
I know, but it's like, man, I wouldn't fuck with another bitch in my dude's bed. Like
or,
I couldn't do three
or
something.
Or you know what you could also do? Or if you don't want to drink it, or if you don't at least want to swallow, at least do the porno movie shit. At least take it out and just jerk it on your face. If you jerk it on your own face,
right.
That's the shit.
You're a thug for that.
That's the shit. You
can
all
it is. Real money is all it is. Look how much juice required.
Everybody, hold on, wait. We got it. Everybody, hold on. All right. I know I said something that sparked a little something real quick. But we need to make sure everybody can hear everybody. So hold on. Queen, of course, you up first. Go ahead. We needed some order real quick. I'm sorry. And I'm the most drunkest one. Like I said, I'm over here turned. Y'all over here, like I said,
Shut up, man. Hold on. Wait a minute. I've been at the bar since 7
I'm not saying the most. My bad. But go ahead, Queen.
All right. I mean, that's something that I've never done before. Like, I don't know. Like, you doing that on my face. Like, I'm not saying that I never knew it, but, like, on my face?
So don't ask your ass up, nigga. You'll do it eventually. Remember this rule. The bed of marriage has no limitations, and all you females for some reason just want to be married. So you gonna get something on your face, man. But say never, my nigga.
I never said never. Wait a minute. Excuse me. I'm not yet. Okay, if I said never, I take that back.
I'm just saying that's a cool plan B. If you don't want to be the super freak or whatever, I mean you still get freak points for that, you know, and it's cool, but you got to do it yourself or it depends on, like I said, there's so many different angles.
Hold on, I have to pause you right there. Do it myself.
Yes, nigga, like, we should have to tell you.
You're like, yeah, if you giving me head and I'm about to bust or whatever, then yeah, then if you don't want it in your mouth or whatever, but you give me head, don't, you know, it's got to go somewhere. Oh. So you don't want it in your mouth, you're not going to swallow. I would rather, if you're going to put it in your mouth, then I would say swallow. If you're not going to swallow,
right. Then
just jerk it off on your face and I'll take that. That's fine.
It's simple. Turn around,
even,
let me get some whiskey, let me squirt on your ass, I get my.
But I mean, yeah, that's what I'm saying. And then you have those girls that I've been seeing girls like it, and they're like, oh, like I'll be taking it down from behind, and then I'm about to bust, and they turn around, like, yeah, and they just be, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, hey, right here, like.
Real shit, though. They out there, my nigga.
That's
they really
wow.
out there.
Wow.
Hey, there's those that use your dick as a straw, you know?
Yeah. Like, don't ever detach
the lips type thing, you feel me? But, like, oh no, I guess
just
like I'm a different type of nigga. There's different type of bitches, my nigga. They're all out there, my nigga.
Don't get me wrong. Like, I love this topic. I like culture. It's my favorite thing in the whole world to talk about. Shut up. It's my favorite thing in the whole world to talk about. I like that. You feel me? But you feel me, when it comes to stuff that I like to hear people's stories and stuff that they've done. Like, sometimes it shocks me and I'd be like, oh wow, like you've really done that. Sometimes I think that's your school and I'd be like, I wanna try it, like I send you a text. Did my text message in the call?
Because, like I said, if we go back to what I was talking about earlier about getting turned up and everything, I see all some pills and shit, a nigga feel like he, you know what I mean, grab you by the head, like make your head lean back real quick, like hold on, like now.
Right.
Sometimes you don't got a choice. Sometimes you don't got a choice, so you gotta watch it.
For real though,
I'm gonna put this shit where I want to. Like, you ain't got a choice.
I'll be quiet on that note. On that note, I'm gonna be
right.
quiet because I've already stated what I needed to state. Like, I've already
right.
stated where I'm coming
right.
from with this
yeah.
situation. I've already said that in a past show about having this conversation. So you know what?
But
I'm just
not trying to incriminate herself no further than what she already did.
Hold on, I'm gonna leave that situation right where it's at. But I got a question. Right. We're going to wait for it when we get back, all right? We're going to take a little break real quick. Oh, man, this is what I'm talking about, yeah. Ain't no telling what la, 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 la. No, don't mind me. Just getting there. Getting on it. Yeah, working on it. Like I'm saying,
I'm
two
mad.
Blocks down. Why? Don't be jealous. I don't be mad when I be over here sober and other people be over there all fucked up. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Well, then I won't be mad. I'm happy for you. Thank you.
Hey, Dagger.
Tell him,
shut up, nigga. It's
Hump Night.
Ain't no surprises. Get the fuck out of here.
We'll be right back, y'all. West Coast Wednesday, Hump Night, Dagger, Queen V, man, KP, Young Prince, and Koya, man. We in here. Be right back.
You.
Don't stop, but shut up. I'm in it for the rhythm. I'll be blowing on the killer. Lay my head on your chest. as you lay on my pillow, and another on my legs, and another in the middle. Tickle me, I do the wiggle, just a little sensations tingling through my spine. Thank God, you my soothing, how you be moving, makes my back recline. Let's watch a movie, put your arms around me, pull me closer, my head on your shoulder, hold my hand as you grow older. This is special, talk with motion, silly motion, boy. Rub my skin, I smile within, cause you are on my side. So when you wanna show the lady, she's the only lady. When you wanna show your man, he's the only baby. You like it, you love it, you need it, it's nothing. You see it, you want it, come closer and touch it.
Gossip Girl. It's amazing sometimes, you know. I realize when I actually wonder, because I hear girls talk about all this, you know, these reality shows all the fucking time, all the time. That's all they talk about. And now I want somebody to come on the show and talk about it, and don't nobody want to come talk about it. But I mean, that shit just amazes me sometimes. But hey, maybe I'll still get one. Look, Dagger's still looking for a Gossip Girl. If you know all about these reality shows, then you know when all the drama's going down, you know, Bad Girls Club, Blase, you know, all that, whatever that shit is, you know, that's the shit y'all be watching, because I know people are interested in that shit. So if you could talk about that shit intelligently and you want to come over here and, you know, give us some updates and, you know, things like that, then, like I said, by all means, please do so. Holla at your boy. All right? I got one more track I want to play. We're still going. West Coast Wednesday, something nice.
Oh, something that I need to say. Oh, something that I need to say. Another day, another way. Fresh air, blowing away. Can you see another life on the other side? Feeling right, I'm alive. Me, myself, and
it's
Oh, wait. Yeah. My bad, y'all. I'm feeling this shit right now. I gotta go. One more go. I gotta do this real quick because we're going to come back talking. So hold on. I got to let one more go. This is my shit right here. I gotta knock this.
Right now, I think it's a good time for me to introduce myself. Mike Carter. And see, right now, I want to dedicate this jam right here to all them girls out there that's shaking their body. Shoe models, strippers, exotic dancers, whatever you want to call them. But some of them girls is making their way through school trying to feed their family, man. Alright.
There she was, shaking on the pole. Gyrating that body, little music real slow. Man, I can't believe this girl was so fine. On a scale from 1 to 10, I'm saying Charlotte was a dime. Didn't waste some time, so I said, what's up, mama? She said, you want to dance, I'm reaching for some love. Down, round, and round, freaking all on me, turn me on. I can't leave until my money's gone. Shake it, baby, make it money.
Slickback.
No, that's a pimp named Slickback.
That's what I said, Slickback. No, no. It's a pimp named Slickback, like a Tribe Called Quest. You say the whole thing. A pimp named Slickback.
Hey, can we call you Slickback for short?
No, nigga. I'm a pimp named Slickback.
Crystal, who is this person?
Nigga, are you deaf? I'm a pimp named Slickback. Say it with me now.
He's my pimp.
Your pimp? So you really are a...
Yes, I'm a hoe. Come on, bitch, now.
A pimp named Slickback. Could I please have a minute?
A minute? Let us pray the pimp's prayer. Lord, please pray for the soul of this bitch and guide my pimp hand and make it strong, Lord, so that she might learn a hoe's place. Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
You ain't gonna hit no woman in my house.
What woman, sir? This is a hoe.
Not in this house, she's not. Why don't you just wait outside?
Damn, Indiana Jenkins. I didn't know we were still whooping, nigga. Fine. Bitch, you got 45 seconds and I'm leaving.
This your girl, Miss Tweety, and you're tuned in to West Coast Wednesdays Hump Nights on Bang Out Radio with Daddy Dagger, LA's West Coast all day. So please play that slow shit for me, Dagger. I'm ready to get my hump on.
Yeah, we back, y'all. West Coast Wednesdays Hump Nights. Dagger, Queen V, still good?
Yeah, I'm still good.
Yes, ma'am. Koya, are you paying attention? See, no. See why I say shit like
of
that?
Of course.
See why I talk to you. KP all good. Young Prince still good, right?
Yeah, Wes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We gonna give her a second because I said I just finished talking shit before. I don't know why she does that shit. I don't get it. she just really likes upsetting me. All that shit she was talking earlier, like, man, everything's all good. She was here all early and everything. See, this is why I don't give her no props. Because every time I give her props, she does. That's gonna be my thing. Every time you do that, I'm talking shit. Every time you do it, I'm talking shit. You go, that just gives me something to talk about. I'm gonna talk about too.
You know, Kevin, I told you, if I'm taking action, right there on the radio.
Hold on, we getting something. Hold on, are we good?
Yeah,
I'm hearing something.
Yeah.
And her phone is messed up. Koya, your phone is all jacked up right now.
Oh yeah, everything was good until Koya got on the phone. Koya, is your phone okay?
My phone is messing up a little bit. Yeah, your phone is jacked. Y'all know I always got something going on with my phone. Dang.
I know. Larry, closed out now.
let me ask my question while we still got time because it's a two-part question. First part question is, has anybody been involved in the threesome? First, that always goes to my co-host first. My co-host always got to answer first.
Oh, shit.
Because that's what she's here for.
I have been involved in a threesome. Yeah.
Now, is that two guys or two girls, or a guy and a girl?
It was me, a guy, and another girl.
Okay. Koya?
Koya, huh?
See, were you even paying attention to the question?
Koya, what?
I'm asking a question.
I did. I pushed the
That was a yeah. That was just a yeah. Let's just move on. Or do I need to repeat the question?
No. I said I believe it. Yeah, you just move on.
Shit. You do what?
Bitch, you can't take the shit on radio. You're going to be.
Wow, that's a first.
Truth or
that's
truth
a first.
What did I just miss right now?
Ever plead the fifth in the history of my radio show? Ever?
Oh.
Ever.
Damn.
Ever.
Damn.
That's what you want to be known as? Because you know that's your title
guilty.
Now.
What? Are you guilty? Really doing me? Because
It's a simple yes or no. I mean, we're not here to judge, but we don't judge people here. We know. I mean, what's the, I don't understand what the problem is.
It's no problem. That is just a fit. And I'm not
I don't like this. You really gonna hurt my feelings like that, Fred? That's how you feel?
You can hurt my night dagger. Don't say that because.
But I have a reason. And I still keep giving you chances, like a dumbass. Like a dumbass, I keep giving you chances, and you just, you know what I mean? And you do stuff like this. One of these days, I'm gonna fucking learn. Don't stop tuning in. I'm just saying, get your shit together. That's all I'm saying.
My shit is together.
No, it's not. At least not right now. Right over here on West Coast Wednesdays, hump night, she's looking kind of unfamiliar. That's all I'm saying. Looking a little unfamiliar. That's all I'm saying.
I'm looking unfamiliar.
Wait. I mean no disrespect whatsoever, but Koya, you've been here before. You know how we get down over here. You know what I mean? This ain't nothing new. You done answered all kind of questions, and the shit that have come out your mouth even made me open my eyes sometimes. But you got a problem with this one question. That shit is amazing to me. That's all I'm saying. It's looking unfamiliar. That's all I'm saying.
Hey. I said it like 4 times this show. It's West Coast Wednesday. It's hump night. There's no surprises, my nigga.
There is no surprises, so I said I plead the fifth.
Wasn't Quaid the one sitting up here talking about, hold on, man, ain't this hump night? When we going to talk about humping? When we going to get the slide?
We can tell the person that don't got no alcohol in their system right now, or not enough of it.
That's fucked up. I'm just saying that's fucked up.
How you feel,
you make my high come down.
No, that's all I was saying.
Turn down.
Oh man, that's just on that note, see, I'm gonna have to let everybody say their goodbyes now because Koya may upset me. I'm sorry, y'all playing Koya right now. I don't even want to be on the show no more. You know what I mean? Can you answer this at least? Okay, if you were to do a threesome at any time, would you rather have a threesome with a girl that you know or like a stranger, just like another, you know what I mean? Like, you know the guy, but it's just the other girl, just like somebody you may have met that night or something like that, or would you rather it be somebody you know?
If it was just a random dude or if it was my dude?
Both.
Okay, if it was my dude, I would want it to be not a stranger, but like you know, an associate.
But somebody, an associate of yours or an associate of his?
Associate of mine, because I know what you're about and I know the sum of you. Like random bitches, I don't know where you've been and I don't know how you get down, so I don't know what you got to bring into my bed. All
right, continue.
If it was a random guy... I'd be with the homegirl.
Oh, so y'all be flipping here. Oh, okay, look at you. See? Okay. At least you give it. If you haven't done it, you give it a lot of thought. Because you answered that kind of quick. You know?
That's all I'm saying.
If you haven't done it, like I said, you've been thinking about it. Whatever's on your mind. But, hey, it's okay. But, all right, y'all, we're going to get up out of here. First of all, Kat, Young Prince, go ahead, let them know, man. Any shout-outs you want to give real quick, if you want them to holler at you, let them know where they can find you real quick. Go ahead, let them know what's up.
Hey, you already started this, man. It's Young Prince in the way. It's hard to play games. Hit me up on Facebook. Young Prince of the West. That's a young with no O's and a Prince with a Y. No I's, please. But, it's all West Coast out here, man. Much love to all the freaky people on this Wednesday. I'll be back in Cali soon, so hit me up, man, whatever you need. And much love to the Dagger, much love to the Queen. I love everybody. We got to wild out one time.
Yeah, man. That's everybody keeps saying that. Like I said, I don't think y'all ready for one of these nights, man. We'll see. Let me put this shit together.
You're not ready, my
kid. For sure, young Prince. Holler at us anytime, man. You know where we are. Okay. And now, Koya, like I said, I'm still mad at you. Like I said, you ain't out the doghouse or whatever, but I'm going to still let you give your shout-outs to moms and them or whatever, because I ain't got no beef with moms. I got beef with you. So moms don't deserve, you know, moms don't deserve her shout-out. But you, I still got issues with, so go ahead.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, first off, I want to shout out my mama all day. You know, that's my mommy. I love her to death. I caught the bus for that lady today, so even though I have my car, I caught the bus for her, so y'all should know I love her. But that's my rock all day, love her to the fullest. I'll give you a shout-out, Dagger, even though you're being an asshole to me, like, every week that you be an asshole.
Because you be fucking up.
My shout-out. Excuse you.
No.
So I want to give a shout-out to Dagger. He's rude and he's mean to me. I'm going to stop tuning in because he be being mean to me too much. I'm sensitive.
No,
I'm a girl.
You'll be back.
Anyway, so I'm going to give a shout-out to my queen. Hey, lady, I miss you. You're acting like a stranger now that you don't got a job and whatnot. But I love you, baby girl.
Oh my God.
Anyway,
you guys are telling lies on my show.
So,
no, don't tell no lies on my show.
Oh, Mom, I'm not telling no lies. I seen you one time and I was real quick because you have to
don't tell no lies on my show, Sequoia. You got a car and you don't never come see me, Sequoia. Don't tell no lies.
Oh, she said the whole name. Not even the quick one. She said the whole one.
But you done been to Burger King how many different times? You done been to my job while I wasn't there.
One time.
I don't want to hear it.
Away from Burger King.
I don't want to hear it.
Y'all done? Y'all say y'all goodbye.
Okay. And then I want to give a shout out to everyone in the car. We're on our way to the club. That's the reason why I was cleaning out my car. And shout out to Kendrick.
Why you guys didn't want to. Wait, hold on. See, now you're intriguing me. So who you in the car with? That's why you didn't want to answer the question.
Oh,
you can't answer the question.
You see, Dagger, you
all right,
get up. She's gonna never come see me, but she went to the club tonight.
Go ahead before I get mad.
Nobody
can't
got me.
Because it's paid for. But anyway, I'm mad. Everybody keeps interrupting me on my shout out. I want to shout out Kendrick. Today's his 19th birthday. Yay, Kendrick. Woo-hoo! And I want to shout out, who else? My ugly, I miss you, honey. I thought you was going to be out here, but I guess not. And I guess everybody that's listening, thank you so much for listening, even though you're not going to hear from me since everyone's mean to me. But
yeah.
I never tell anybody where to hit me up at, but yeah, never mind, because all my shit is my government name, and I don't need all that.
You don't want the attention.
I don't want it. But I think you can hit me on my Twitter where I really don't go on anyway, but it's Koya Love, CoyaLuv. Koya Love. If it's not that, it's like Koya Love 21. It's one of them. Anyway, I love you guys. Thank you, all of you listeners, for listening to the radio station. And turn the car on.
All right, we'll see you next week, Koya.
No, I'm not coming next week because you mean.
Nah, whatever. Like I said, you mean girls like the mean guys. So, I mean, like I said, so it's okay. We'll see you next week, all right? No hard feelings.
All right. Love you, Dagger. I'm about to hang up because I'm reversed and talking on the phone. This is not okay. I'm not that bottom of a driver like that.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Your friend and that. Anyway, Queen, go ahead. Let him know what's up real quick.
Are you drunk? Are you sure?
I'm good. Like I said, I'm cool.
You sound. I've never heard you sound like that before. You sound drunk.
What?
Nothing. I'm not hating. I'm just I've never. You sound really like
I said I don't get like this that often.
I suppose so.
I got a reason.
That's right.
I'm not.
I
had a hard day at work. This is my nightcap right here.
Not gonna get your hump on tonight?
I don't know. Doubt it. But that's what I'm saying. It's not about me. I hope everybody out there at least, because we get a lot of listeners low key. You know, we be getting our average anywhere between 2 and 3. You know, I think summertime's over, so you know people really got shit to do. And I also think sometimes because I added a few more shows that, you know, everybody's a little bit spread out. You know, everybody's picking favorites. But, you know, this,
right.
this is still one of the top favorites, though, so I'll be cracking over here. But I want to know, you know, I wonder who's out there, like fucking on hump nights. Like, they out, people out there doing it. Oh, here's some things. You know what? Yeah, I don't think anybody would do it. Yo, this would be funny, though. If you send me, you don't got to send me the videos. I don't want to see that shit unless you just really turned up or whatever. That's your business. But I'm not asking for that. If you send me your audio, this is for all y'all people that got, like, voice memos on your phone or things like that where you can record sound. If y'all out there doing it or whatever, you know what I mean, or maybe you do, you want to be funny and you getting it on with your girl and you secretly record her making noises and shit or whatever, send me the sound, send me the sounds. Send me, we'll have some audio. That'll be interesting. Send me some shit.
That would be interesting. That really would be.
That one of the right there. If y'all out there, like I said, completely discreet, you know, just, you know, like, I'm not going to say nobody's names, you know, I'm just going to add them into the sound bites like everything else, it'll be cool, you know what I mean? Maybe you'll hear or recognize yourself, you know, you never know. Hey, it's radio, like, internet radio at that, so that means we can do what the fuck we want to.
Oh, right.
Come on, y'all, let's turn this shit up, all right? But, yeah, because I just had that idea real quick. So, yeah, if you want to send in your sound effects or also, like I said, your drops, just anything you want to send us, we'll do something with it. Don't trip, all right?
Widely accepted.
Yeah, widely accepted. Dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Now, go ahead, Queen. Go ahead and let them know what's up real quick. I'm sorry.
Hold on.
In
like 3 minutes. I'm sorry. I had a quick little meeting real fast. But let's see, shouts out to everybody listening, everybody who is out there doing their thing. I appreciate y'all out here grinding, making your music, reaching for your goals, your dreams. Shout out to y'all. Shout out to my boy the Dagger. I appreciate you. You really don't know. Like I said, we really got to figure out something. We got to get turned up. We got to figure out something.
Yeah,
I think it's
just about
that time.
We've
been knowing each other too long for us not to have hanging out.
That's what happens. You know what happens. People don't be wanting to fuck. But go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
But for real, we really got to hang out because we've been chilling way too long for us to really not have gone out like together like that. Mm-hmm. But let's see. Shout out, you know what? Because that really put a smile on my face and kind of brightened up my night. So shout out to you, Twitter. I appreciate you for the drop. That was hilarious. You did put a smile on my face because that was the first time I heard it, and that was funny.
Shout out. He wanted to make sure he was supposed to be. But see, that nigga phone fucked up because he wanted to make sure he was here tonight so he can hear it for the first time.
I appreciate that. Like that. No, that really put a smile on my face because I was really like having a bad night going into it. But that immediately put a smile on my face, and ever since then I've been good. So. shout out to the old Woody Boys. Shout out to Young Prince. Shout out to Koya. Lion for calling in. You guys, I appreciate y'all calling in. If you guys want to friend me on Facebook, my Facebook is facebook.com/ColeyBaby, ColeyBby. And if you have a Twitter, my Twitter is QueenVicky21. Again, that's QueenVicky21. And anybody want to send me their music, they drop info that you don't feel you hate. If you want to just send it to me, you like me better. I'm just kidding.
it don't matter. I'm gonna get them anyway. So ha ha, motherfucker. But anyway, yeah, go ahead.
If you want to just send it to me, it's QueenBee1991@gmail.com. Again, that's QueenBee1991@gmail.com. Yeah, y'all talk to me. I talk back.
my fault. My turn.
Yeah, that was your fault because you know that's my.
Oh, that was my cue. Well, like I said, I'm a little. I'm just want to really just thank, like I said, anybody that's actually just listening. If you hear my voice, if you hear the show, if you're listening, then you're the people I want to thank. Because, like I said, a lot of people talk, a lot of people say they're gonna do shit. A lot of people be, you know, about one thing or say they about something and don't be about that shit. If you're actually, if you hear my voice, if you hear our voice, if you listen to this show, then, like I said, I want to thank y'all because y'all are the people doing what you say you're going to do. All right? And that's automatic respect for me because, like I said, I deal with a lot of people that don't even, that can't even do that. Trust me. I know some of y'all know some people like that, but like I said, for real. All y'all that take the time out to listen to this show, to, like I said, spread the links, to send in y'all music. Like I said, I know a lot, trust me. Like I said, I know y'all got better shit y'all could be doing than y'all want to be doing. But y'all fucking with me, at least for 2 hours, 4 days a week. Thank you. All right, for real. But, yeah, shout out to Queen V, everybody that called in, Young Prince. Like I said, everybody, like, I keep saying maybe it's alcohol. Blame it on the
alcohol.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
I'm just acting a dumbass real quick. But no, because I just, like I said, it's too many people to actually thank. Because, like I said, we've been over here almost, like I said, over a whole year now and some change.
Right.
Working on going on too. And, you know, before I was only, you know, average for like 50 calls, 50 people listening, you know, things like that. But now, like I said, people have been talking. People have been fucking with me. People have been, you know, running their mouths. Good, bad, ugly, doesn't matter. And like I said, that lets me know that everything is good. Or as good as it can be. That's always one of my phrases. Everything's as good as it can be. Shit can't be that bad. People got to be feeling what, you know, we be going through. Everybody got to be feeling something or nobody will be listening. You know, makes you feel good a little bit. You know, thank you. You know, it gives me a reason to want to, because I be like y'all motherfuckers sometimes. You know, motherfuckers be lazy. I be lazy too. You know, sometimes I be like, damn, I got to do this show. Like, fuck. Like, I'll be honest with y'all, but once I get here, it's like, okay, fuck it. Or if I got an attitude on the show, then I just got a fucking attitude. Y'all deal with it. Like, I got to deal with, you know, shit. You know, y'all deal with it. It's cool. It ain't that bad. Because then we have nights like this where everything works out. So, again, thanks for being here. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, The Dagger, Queen V, as always, every Wednesday, 9 to 11. All right, we know we got to run through the lineup real quick. See y'all on Friday for Fuck You Fridays. Y'all already know. Just all talk. You got any problems, any issues, family, relationships, work, whatever the fuck you got going on, holler at your boy about it on Fridays from 6 to 8. That way you can get it off your chest before the weekend gets here, all right? Of course, y'all know. Slap Sundays every Sunday, 7 to 9, all right? And I'm going to really revamp that show. I'm really going to get back to the roots of Slap Sundays where it was just really all I played was just nothing but slappers. So no disrespect to everybody else out there, but I'm going to start playing, like, the slappers on Sunday so I can make sure that show lives up to its name because that's where I started. I've been slipping over there, so I got to make sure I get back on that. And then, of course, the Triple M show every Monday is also 7 to 9, which is nothing but music, all right? That's Mo Music Mondays. That's where we play nothing but y'all tracks, all right? No talking. Everybody shuts the fuck up, and we just sit back, relax for 2 hours, all right? So, like I said, support all the shows, spread the word, support Queen V, support, you know, anybody that comes through out here, Lion, Aston Martin. This is, we all in this together, and the best way to help get support, y'all, is to fuck with the shows. So don't be scared to call in, don't be scared to sit in here and chill with your boy. You know, I know y'all busy, but y'all can find time. Like I said, set your clocks to West Coast time, and don't take that long. Or sit your ass on Facebook, because y'all be on Facebook all fucking day. And holler at your boy. When you see the boy go on, call the number. All right? See y'all next week. All right? Yeah, we're going to roll out like this.